CTAG, we have complained about GOP using nationwide injunctions before. By Ian Hanchett on June 28, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of CNN's Laura Coates Live, Connecticut Attorney General William Tong, D., said that Democrats have complained about nationwide injunctions and the aggressive use of nationwide injunctions by the other side. But the Supreme Court was wrong to rule the way it did with injunctions on birthright citizenship, since there can't be a patchwork that varies from state to state on that issue. Tong said, T, here are good arguments on both sides of the political divide that nationwide injunctions have been overused at times or inappropriately used or may be abused. And, by the way, I didn't hear my Republican colleagues complaining when Judge Cax Merrick, for example, in federal district court in Texas, tried to issue a nationwide injunction banning mifepristone, one half of the medication you take for a medication abortion, or when they try to get nationwide injunctions freeing up and eliminating or canceling or overturning gun laws. They want those to apply everywhere. So, yes, we've complained about that and the aggressive use of nationwide injunctions by the other side. And so, we do admit that there is some conversation that needs to be had about nationwide injunctions. He continued, but not in this case. In this case, I think the Supreme Court got it wrong, because, again, what are states supposed to do? New Jersey took the lead in the argument, and I often hear my colleagues from New Jersey say, in New Jersey, we're very close to Pennsylvania and right over the border. And what if a New Jersey resident goes across the border to have a baby in a Pennsylvania hospital? What happens to that baby when they come back to New Jersey 2 days later? Is that child a citizen? Is that child eligible for Medicaid, public education, health care? These questions need to be answered on a nationwide basis because people move between the states. They travel, and they travel frequently, and sometimes they're stuck in a place by accident because they're on a business trip and they're pregnant. They're visiting family and they're pregnant, and there's an emergency birth. And then what happens then? Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.